Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 11, 1806. Two trappers on the river. Today, Clark meets two trappers coming up the river and gets news about home.
I set out early this morning and landed on a sandbar and breakfast and to let elk meat dry. At Meridian, I set out and had not proceeded more than 2 miles before I observed a canoe near the shore. I directed the canoes to land. Here I found two men from the Illinois, Joe Dixon and Hancock. Those men are on a trapping expedition up the River Rochejaune. They informed me that they left the Illinois in the summer of 1804. Last winter they spent with the Tetons. The Tetons robbed them of the greater part of their goods and wounded this Dixon in the leg with a hard ball. Captain William Clark, August 11, 1806.
Meanwhile, Lewis has some excitement of his own.
We set out very early. Just opposite to the burnt hills, there happened to be a herd of elk on a thick willow bar. I determined to land and kill some of them. Accordingly, we put to, and I went out with Cruzette only. We fired on the elk. I killed one and wounded another. We reloaded our guns and took different routes through the thick willows in pursuit of the elk. I was in the act of firing on the elk a second time when a ball struck my left thigh about an inch below my hip joint. Missing the bone, it passed through the left thigh. The stroke was very severe. I instantly supposed Cruzette had shot me in mistake for an elk, as I was dressed in brown leather and he cannot see very well. Under this impression, I called out to him, "Damn you, you've shot me!" I called Cruzette several times but received no answer. I now persuaded that it was an Indian that had shot me, as the report of the gun did not appear to be more than 40 paces from me, and Cruzette appeared to be out of hearing of me. In this situation, I thought it best to make a retreat back to the pirogue. When I arrived in sight of the pirogue, I called the men to their arms, to which they flew in an instant. I told them I was wounded, but hoped not mortally. Captain Meriwether Lewis, August 11, 1806.
Lewis, thinking there were Indians around, ordered the men to find them, as he feared they had captured Cruzette. His wounds became so painful that he returned to the pirogue as well as he could. In this state of anxiety and suspense, he remained for about 20 minutes, when the party returned with Cruzette and reported that there were no Indians, nor the appearance of any. Cruzette seemed much alarmed and declared if he had shot Lewis, it was not his intention, and that he had shot an elk in the willows after he separated from Lewis. The ball, lodged in Lewis's breeches, he knew to be the ball of the short rifle, 54 caliber 1803, such as the one Cruzette carried. Lewis's wounds were dressed with the help of Sergeant Gass. When he arrived at Clark's camp, Lewis was lying down in one of the canoes, and Clark's party thought he was missing. Lewis wrote that the pain was so bad that he was going to desist from writing journal entries, and from here on, Clark would be the only writer. Monday, seeing old friends again.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.